Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this is my meta-analysis podcast. I'm going to break down 7 lucky benefits of Irish sea moss. And I wish I had an Irish friend at this moment, because then they could chime in with their lovely folksy accent and maybe make some Irish jokes. But unfortunately, I don't, and I'm pretty awful at accents, so you are just stuck with my standard American accent describing Irish sea moss. And I will direct you to check out the article, the meta-analysis article, which is going to be linked below wherever you are listening to this podcast. As I uncover more research and interesting little factoids on these supplements, I expand my articles, and sometimes I don't get a chance to expand the podcast version also. So you always want to check that out. And there on limitlessmindset.com, I always link to typically a couple of credible sources to whatever I'm talking about. And sometimes that'll change. You know, sometimes there'll be like a really solid source of something, and then they'll go out of business, or they'll get put out of business by some government regulation, or they will change management, and then the new management won't have the same kind of quality standards that were around there previously. And so I keep all of these things up to date on limitlessmindset.com. So you will want to check out that link below this. Okay, so about Irish sea moss. Oh, and you are going to want to see the photos that I have to go along with this. I've got some good photos here. So this red algae is a multivitamin in a moss. That's a great, great tagline, isn't it? You know, I got a real nose for marketing. Okay, so it's a multivitamin in a moss. It's nutrient dense with, get this, 92 of the 102 minerals that make up the human body. That's pretty impressive, right? And it is also referred to as chondrus crispus or carrageen moss. And it is another health supplement used since time immemorial. It's native to the windswept, rocky, jagged coasts of Ireland, Scotland, and the North Atlantic. Legend has it that a race of mythological giants, which once populated the green isles of the North Atlantic, grew to tremendous size thanks to the fantastic nutraceutical properties of sea moss. Perhaps they were the ones that built Giant's Causeway in Ireland. And you're going to want to go and look up some photos of Giant's Causeway, Ireland. It's a pretty amazing, perhaps natural, perhaps not natural rock formation. But about Irish sea moss, it's been widely studied with over 150 scientific papers published and listed on PubMed. And here in this podcast, I'm going to break down a few of its wide-ranging benefits. First of all, and notably, it is an iodine source. Many of its health benefits are due to its significant iodine content. Iodine deficiency is a historic health problem that is making a serious comeback. It's at the heart of many of the chronic diseases that the masses suffer from. Anecdotally, this form of iodine supplementation results in great levels of energy and motivation, rejuvenating and restorative sleep, enhanced immunity and bodily capacity to beat back viral infections. And there, I will also quote here from a recent Danish study that is out of Nuuk, Greenland. That's right, Nuuk, Nuuk, that is the capital of Greenland. And yes, Denmark owns Greenland, at least until Donald Trump buys it. Quote from the study, dietary iodine is important to human health, and both low and high iodine intake levels increase the risk of disease. The iodine content of edible seaweeds in the Arctic is very high and bioavailable. Next notable feature is thyroid health. Our health and well-being depend so much on our thyroid and the hormones it produces. Irish sea moss elevates levels of DIT, T4, and T3, which are crucial to thyroid health. Not only does it supplement the thyroid hormones you need, but it also gives your body the precursor chemicals it needs for future hormone production. And it's radioprotective. If you're concerned about 5G radiation, EMFs, or the next Chernobyl catastrophe happening somewhere near you, it would be a really good idea to support your thyroid function with something like Irish sea moss. Next notable feature is respiratory health. Boy, this is something that everybody's really thinking about now in light of the coronavirus situation, which is looming over seemingly every big city now. You probably don't smoke, but maybe those near you do. Or perhaps you live in a big, bustling, perhaps not so bustling city right now, thanks to the COVID-19 situation. And if your city has a pollution problem, and I encourage you to go check your local pollution levels using Numbeo.com. This is one of my favorite websites, actually. Back in the day when I was a digital nomad guy, switching cities every couple of weeks or every couple of months, moving to a new city, I would use Numbeo.com a lot to evaluate all sorts of different things about a city. And I do link to it in the article. So go check those pollution levels. If so, you should be concerned with your respiratory health if you got a pollution issue. And I suggest getting a decent air purification system. Or if you can't afford that, you can at least fill your room with green non-plastic plants. That's right, like real plants, the kind of, you know, plants that are that you're going to be in a high maintenance relationship with, where they will, you know, demand daily that you water them. Those things, you know, they do a favor back for you by filtering out some of the crappy stuff in your air. Hey, babe, we should get plants. That reminds me. Anyways, also, you would want to supplement something like Irish sea moss, as it is rich in potassium chloride, which soothes, how do you say that word? Soothes. Yeah, hopefully you find me repeating that word, soothing, because Irish sea moss with its potassium chloride, it does help with the inflammation of lung membranes, which mitigates the buildup of phlegm. You don't want phlegm in your lungs. That happens during the cold winter months, resulting in a common cold, pneumonia, and bronchitis. We don't want any of that, which is why Irish sea moss, good idea. Speaking of cold winter months, it is a immune supporter. If you've ever been to Ireland, you'll invariably think to yourself, God, it is dreadfully cold, wet, and windy here. How did people ever manage to survive and thrive here without all of the technological insulations of modernity? Well, I'd wager that Irish moss certainly has something to do with that. Among many other nutrients, it contains vitamins A, C, E, F, and K, along with B vitamins, magnesium protein, beta-carotene, pectin, and sulfur, all of which empower immunity. Next, we'll mention weight loss. Irish sea moss helps those trying to shed a few pounds as it's an appetite suppressant. You're probably aware that cheap junk food is designed to make you feel hungry and designed to make you continue eating impulsively. And Irish sea moss is the opposite of this. It produces a feeling of fullness and satiety, which makes it ideal for biohackers and the longevity obsessed who actively practice caloric restriction and go without a lot of eating. So it could be kind of like a cofactor to your intermittent daily fasting, I'm thinking. The iodine in it further empowers metabolism, driving weight loss. When you're iodine deficient, you're like a wimpy economy car with a little four-cylinder engine. I'm just imagining all the wimpy little cars that I see here on the streets here in Europe. But when your iodine levels are healthy, then you're like a high-performance V8 vehicle. You know, you're one of those gas-guzzling American cars, right? That's more of what I want to be like biologically. The high-performance vehicle takes much more fuel, but it also burns more fuel. And this translates into weight loss and a leaner you. Next, let's talk about digestion. Delightful digestion is for many a daily challenge. Luckily, Irish sea moss exerts an anti-inflammation effect on the digestive tract and intestines, which could provide much needed relief to those who suffer from digestive dysfunction. The gelatin content in it assuages heartburn, gastritis, dysphagia, nausea, and indigestion. But what about indignation? Will it also assuage indignation? Because I am just burning with righteous indignation half the time. Next notable feature is as an aphrodisiac. Funny thing, Jamaicans love Irish sea moss. It grows there and is popularly used as a libido enhancer and a full-spectrum nutraceutical. While there are no studies evaluating it as a libido enhancer, go watch some YouTube videos of Jamaicans singing praises about it. So if you want to go get your wine on like a Jamaican, then Irish sea moss is for you. So in conclusion, I'm a big believer in heritage biohacks. So if your last name begins with a Mick something, or if an ancestor, Mick, yeah, if your name contains those sorts of consonants, or if an ancestry report reveals that a lot of your genes hail from a cold place in Northern Europe, sea moss was good enough for your great-great-great-great-grandmother. So it should be good enough for you. And if it sounds pretty awesome after me listing this pretty wide range of benefits to it, and you know, some people might say, oh geez, you know, here's another one of these products that, you know, cures everything and fixes everything. You know, it sounds like snake oil to me. Well, you know, this is, iodine is such a full spectrum, universally beneficial, such a crucial cog in so many of the biological processes that supporting iodine is going to just have a really wide range of positive benefits. So That's why, personally, I'd like to try Irish sea moss. I haven't yet. I'm hoping that Infinite Age can send me some, and then I will be, you know, reporting back on it. And I like Infinite Age Co. because they offer wild-crafted, capsuled Irish sea moss, and their product is called Sea Moss Advanced Superfood. And as with many nutraceutical supplements, there's a quality concern, as not all Irish sea moss is created equal. Factory farmed sea moss is predictably cheaper, toxic, and nutrient deficient, as it's produced in a swimming pool. And I wouldn't, you know, I want to get my sea moss, you know, next to where the leprechauns live. I don't want to get it from a swimming pool. So you want to get wildcrafted sea moss that a snorkeler harvested. And that just makes me really glad that my job isn't snorkeling in the North Atlantic. That just sounds downright ball shriveling to me. But of course, wildcrafted stuff can also be problematic because our oceans are badly polluted. And Infinite Age Irish sea moss is tested for purity and lack of toxicity by an accredited American laboratory, which makes it not cheap, but considering the nutrient richness of legit sea moss and considering the pollution of the environment, I think it's a pretty smart buy. And I do link to them in the article that is going to be linked wherever you are listening to this podcast. I'd love to hear from some people that maybe try this one. I'm certainly going to be trying it in the future. So I look forward to a continued conversation with you.
The green knolls of the North Atlantic white, the giants of legend with a mighty stride. They feasted on moss from the ocean foam, a heritage biohack from their coastal home. Fathak na farage mirtondura, I'm multi-vigilant in a moss, so sing it strong. The cure for your weakness, it won't steer you wrong. It might make you a lusty leprechaun. With sea moss power, you'll dance till dawn. It's nutrient dense, the scholars all say. 92 minerals to brighten your day. From iodine's gift to the marrow and bone, sea moss builds strength like a treasure well known. By Anambeo Katugakna, the scholars of medicine nod with delight at memory sharper and thyroid set right. An ancient elixir, a timeless plan, a moss for the body, a moss for the clan. Shawning bioing glossra namara, whispered in markets and sung in the hills. It kindles desire, the heart it still thrills. An aphrodisiac, bold as the dawn, brewing a fire that keeps lovers on. Gra agus paishen lasar sacri, I'm multi-vigilant in a moss, so sing it strong. The cure for your weakness, it won't steer you wrong. It might make you a lusty leprechaun. With sea moss power, you'll dance till dawn. So gather ye friends and your family near, sea moss in hand, raise a cup with cheer. From folklore to science, the tale rings true, it's an Irish gift for the likes of you. Slánta go Dale, Lace and Morbeek show, I'm multi-vigilant in a moss, so sing it strong. The cure for your weakness, it won't steer you wrong. It might make you a lusty leprechaun. With sea moss power, you'll dance till dawn. Lusty leprechauns, bearing the welcome and limitless mindset, Don Con.